Hejsan svejsan, hvordan går det? It's Jörgen Sandberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast by Link Humans, London's employer branding agency. This week, how can a tech company use employees to spread the word about their employer brand? We'll find out in this week's interview. And before that, let it be known on the record that I did not ask anyone, certainly not a lady, for their age. This information was completely volunteered. Let's start the show.
Ruth Penfold, how are you doing?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
Very good. It's great to be here at the Job You Hire event today.
It is indeed.
So who are you and what do you do?
Well, I am a human being called Ruth Penfold.
Yep.
I have lived on the planet for about 37 years.
Good.
And I work for a small but perfectly formed app called Shazam. And what I do for Shazam is I lead their hiring. So essentially making sure that we have all of the humans that we need in all of the places that we need them around the world.
Great. And how would you describe the corporate culture at Shazam?
So culturally, I mean, we're probably quite similar to what you would find in a lot of startups, honestly. We are a crew of very smart humans who are very passionate, who are very driven, who are very self-motivated. And actually that's a big thing for us when it comes to you know, who we hire for and how we hire them. It's actually, we're not particularly that structured, and I think a lot of startups would say the same. So you're hiring for sort of super smart people but with an entrepreneurial spirit who can come in and kind of figure stuff out for themselves to a certain extent. I mean, we definitely have more structure than someone that's just starting today. We have been around for 17 years, but there's definitely still scope to grow it and build it. So if people come in with that thirst and enthusiasm, then that will be celebrated.
Okay, and what talent challenges are you faced with?
Well, I mean, I think for like most tech businesses, the kind of boring talent challenges are things like lots of things around tech talent. So, hiring tech talent, retaining tech talent, and I would say that Shazam really is, you know, you can split it straight down the middle, really. We have our corporate functions and our sales functions, and those are much, much easier to hire for.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our engineering function, and that becomes much more tricky and much more sticky. And we're typically hiring for a very specific, quite niche skill set. Sometimes we're hiring for things that don't quite exist yet, and we just hope that we're going to find someone that does exist that can do it. I can tell you right now we're hiring for a head of data, and we're still figuring out whether what we're looking for actually exists or whether we need to kind of rescope the brief slightly. So I would say, you know, really it's about kind of, making the most of the brand that we have and helping our people to find the way to tell the story of who we are and what it means to be at Shazam, to make sure that we're getting to the people that perhaps maybe haven't considered us or perhaps don't know how big we are or where we are or whether we would be something that they would be interested in.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about the communication of your recruitment needs in a bit. I just wanted to ask first about the consumer brand Shazam.
Yes.
A lot of people are aware of it. Mm. They have it on their phones. They use it. Is there a correlation between that and the employer brand Shazam? Or how do they fit together?
Yeah, for sure. So, and in fact, really, our consumer brand was really the way that we were really able to look at what our kind of employer brand became, I guess. So Shazam as an app, we're very fortunate in that we essentially deliver magic to people, right? So 95% of people when I meet them say, oh my God, I love Shazam. It's magic, right?
Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of people who kind of know how it works and all the rest of it, but we still have this beautiful connection to magic. So actually our value as an organization is deliver magic together, right? So that's actually what we aim to do. So our employer brand really was about, you know, showing some of that, becomes about showing some of that magic to the world, essentially. You know, when I joined Shazam 4 years ago, there wasn't a single photograph of a human Shazammer on the internet anywhere.
Wow.
So nobody had any clue of where we were. And in fact, still we struggle with that a little bit because people generally think that we are either a dude in a bedroom or that we're Google.
Mm.
When actually we're about 230 human beings across 8 locations, largely split between the UK and the US. So London is biggest, about 100 people. Then you've got about 100 people spread across the US. And then we've got Sydney, and then we've just opened Berlin this year. So it's really been about, I guess, starting to sort of get help the rest of the world to have access to the people that we have within our organization.
And tell me a little bit about your employee advocacy. How do you let your employees speak on behalf of the organization and say the good things?
Sure. So that's been pretty big, actually, because, you know, I sort of built out a program. Around kind of building confidence amongst our people. So towards the end of last year, I ran workshops within the organization around personal branding. And the session was literally about this is how you brand yourself, this is how you brand yourself online. And really just to start to plant the seed for people around speaking at events, around writing blogs, around how they're taking themselves out to market. And I guess, because really for people who are at Shazam, you're kind of sitting in the eye of the perfect storm. You know, you have a real big opportunity to capitalize on the brand that you're working for, because Shazam is a consumer product that people love and are quite interested in. So, you know, actually for our people, if they're interested in speaking at events, people a lot of times want to hear what they have to say. They want to know what kind of technology we're using, or what kind of processes we're using, or how we're iterating our ways of working, or our product itself, or whether we're experimenting with this, that, and the other. So really the kind of employee advocacy program was born out of wanting to take those messages out to the world. And so from that then, it was about running workshops, so creating like a support group called the Blog Squad, where people can support and encourage one another, read what each other writing, help each other to gain confidence. We've managed to get a good number of people out there speaking at meetups and things like that. You know, it's not like speaking in front of people was completely alien to people, because we do it all the time internally. Mm-hmm. But I just think it doesn't always occur to people to do it externally.
Yeah.
So, you know, a big part of what I've done is really presenting recruitment as being everybody's job.
Mm.
And creating the sense that we're building this organization together, and it's not just the recruitment team's job to build it. It's everybody's job.
Great. Okay. And I know you've got some thoughts around referral schemes as well. You guys do run a referral scheme?
We do.
How's it working?
We do.
What do you think of it?
Okay, so what I would say is, you know, what I've seen through my time at Shazam is a journey of change, right? Which is, we've always had the referral scheme, it's always existed.
Yep. How much do you pay?
But we pay £4,000 and $4,000.
It's a good bonus.
It used to be less in pounds, but then the exchange rate changed and we had to decide to make it fair-ish. We pay 4,000 across the board. But it's interesting though, because that's essentially that bounty, if you like, has been there the whole time. But you can literally plot the success of our referral scheme based around, if you look at our employee engagement surveys. So the more that we have increased our employee engagement and worked on all of those good initiatives as an HR team, the more we've seen a spike, and now our referrals are at, I think we're at something like 15% of our hires are referrals this year, which is pretty big.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big number. Certainly it's bigger than it's been for us. It might actually be beyond that, because I only ran the numbers a couple of months ago and we've had a few more since then. So, you know, I would say that for us, for anybody wanting to create a successful referral scheme, you really need to look from the inside out. So are you giving your employees a great experience, first and foremost? And if they're having a great experience, then that's when they will want to refer people into the business, regardless of the bounty. Does the bounty need to be there? I don't know. I mean, it was there long before I joined Shazam, so to take it away would be quite controversial. But I would be interested to see in startups that get the engagement piece right and other businesses that get the engagement piece right, whether actually it's needed at all or whether people can refer for the good of the business. I don't know. Have you heard of many people doing that?
I haven't heard. I haven't heard of referrals with the amount of 4,000. That's quite a lot. And some places don't really do it. They rely more on people just telling their friends, and
because they love it.
I mean, because you mentioned that 15% of people were hired through this referral scheme last year, which means there's a lot of those 4,000 payments going out. What if you took half of that, or all of that, and put it into a wellness program or something that everybody really wants?
Yeah.
Then ideally, that would have a ripple effect and more people would join anyway. Who knows?
Yeah, that's great. That's given me a brilliant idea there. Thank you, dear.
Okay.
Let's reassign this budget.
Yeah. Are there any initiatives in terms of communicating? You mentioned some internal initiatives and so on that you're particularly proud of and that you'd like to mention.
You mean so internal
community? Yeah, in terms of attracting talent, retaining talent, employer brand in general.
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm very proud of one of the things quite early on. So when I joined, I got a bunch of people to come in and study us and to actually ask our people questions about how they felt about being there. And one of the big things that came up was that we weren't so great at communications at that time. So what we've managed to evolve over time is, I don't know, I guess, helping our leaders to become real people and looking at the way that we communicate with our teams and how much information we're giving to our teams and how much openness we're actually sharing. And from that, you know, really creating more of an open communication. And I would say we're still not perfect, but in terms of where we come from, you know, we have a beautiful all hands now, which happens pretty much once a month. And that in the all hands, we're really talking about what our successes are, what's going really well for the business, what we're worried about, but it's the whole organization connects on this call that's led by the CEO, and we can see, you know, it's really evolved over time. We can see the different offices, providing he's somewhere where there's enough musicians, and Shazam is full of musicians.
Of course.
We actually open our all hands with him playing he plays guitar, someone else, you know, we create a little band in the office. So like goofy stuff like that, that just makes people feel good about the environment and about what we're talking about.
Nice, nice. Okay. So this is the Employer Branding Podcast. So I have to ask you what your top three tips are for employer brand managers.
Wow, okay. So top three tips. Okay, so I would say employer branding has to start from within.
Mm-hmm.
So, you have to make sure that what's happening inside is what you want to be projected outside. A lot of people try to place filters on the reality, like Instagram filters. So I think you can't do that when it comes to your employer brand. You have to keep it real, you have to be honest.
Mm.
So the first bit would be looking at what's going on the inside. The second one would be yourself, and actually do it as a human being in your job first, and then do it as an organization too. Actually the stuff that you might think isn't so great might be the stuff that sets you apart from everybody else. So those kind of gnarly bits, the kind of dark underbelly, the challenges. When I joined Shazam, a lot of people didn't necessarily want to share that stuff.
Yep.
You know, it's like, oh, we've got a lot of legacy tech that we need to get rid of and da 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 da. Actually, though, for the right person, that's exactly the kind of mission they want to get on board with. So, you know, let's be out there telling everybody about it. So, lastly... I would just say make branding everybody's responsibility.
Mm.
So, you know, beyond the sort of creating clever content stuff, we can all do that, videos and stuff, but don't make it just your job, make it everybody's job so that everyone in the organization is sharing stories or creating content of their own, taking pictures of stuff that happens, whatever it is, creating videos, that you have a whole community of people who are sharing your employer brand. So make it everybody's job.
Great. Okay, so if we look beyond Shazam, what other companies out there are doing good things in employer brand?
So if we're looking at an online brand specifically, I would say there are three that really stand out. I like what they're doing online, and that's the careers page. Now, I will say to your listeners, our careers page is woefully inadequate, and there's a very big reason for that. The next iteration of our careers page was ready 2.5 years ago, at which point...
Classic.
At which point it was announced we were going to rebuild the whole website.
Yeah.
So the whole website has been rebuilt, but guess what? The careers page isn't on that roadmap yet. So, like, literally, I have a conversation with our product team the whole time. So, yeah, if you're looking at ours, don't look at ours, basically, is what I'm saying. But I love SoundClouds. I love what they have on there. It's simple. It's effective. They have beautiful little videos of their people talking about what makes them tick. Mm. You know, it's simple but effective. You've got, I really like Slacks. Slacks are good with employee stories and also just sharing some of their benefits. I think what they're doing online is great. Their brand is great in general,
yes.
Particularly when it comes to diversity. You know, like, literally, and I would love to actually look at how much effort had from their part had actually gone into that, or whether it's just people telling stories, right? It's just people telling stories about the good stuff they're doing. And then I also quite like Pinterest. They have more stuff around kind of their values on there, which is quite nice, but they kind of do it in a... It looks good, but it looks real at the same time. So if we're in the online space, those are like my poster child, I like what they're doing with the place situations. So I think that those guys are doing really well.
Good stuff. Okay, final question. Where can our listeners connect with yourself and learn more about Shazam and not look at your career page?
Don't look at my career page unless you want to look at just what jobs are there, and then, of course, by all means, do. So you can find me at Ruth Penfold anywhere, pretty much. And you can find us at Inside Shazam to see what our people look like. We also have Inside Shazam Facebook page, and we have a brilliant blog on Medium. So look for Inside Shazam on Medium as well. And then, of course, LinkedIn pages and all that good stuff. You'll find some nice content, videos, images of our people, all that sort of good stuff about Shazam there.
Great. Thank you so much for your time, Ruth.
Thank you very much.
All right. I hope that was useful. Everything Ruth and I discussed will, of course, be in the show notes article, which you'll be able to find at employerbrandingpodcast.com. Have you Shazammed any good tunes lately? Let Ruth know. You can find her across social media. Now, speaking of social, big thank you to Mark Borman from Minneapolis, St. Paul, so the Twin Cities, for sharing the Employee Branding Podcast on Twitter. Many thanks for tuning in, Mark, and many thanks for sharing it on social. Now, if you would like to be mentioned on this podcast, feel free to share the podcast on social, ideally on Twitter, because it's easier for me to find you then, and I'll give you a shout out on the next episode. Now, in other news, in case you missed it, we recently released an ebook on our favorite topic, you guessed it, employer branding. It's called The 12 Essentials of Employer Branding, and it starts with basically where the whole concept came from, to EVP development, to looking at activating it on content, to looking at how it works within startups and tech companies, all the way through to measuring and getting the ROI on your employer brand. So you can download this today at linkhumans.com/ebook. So that's very simple. Just go to linkhumans.com/ebook and you can download it from there. And please let me know what you think of it. Finally, if you have any other questions around employer brand or any of the consulting work that we do here at Link Humans, feel free to email me at jorgen@linkhumans.com. That's jorgen@linkhumans.com, and we'll take it from there. That's it for this week. Many thanks for tuning in, and catch you next time. Howdy.
Which cheese would you use to coax a bear down from a tree?
No idea.
Come on, bear.